Well, good morning, everyone. I don't know if you were here 2 months ago, a service just like this. It was an all-age service. I was talking about the time when I was at school, about 20 years ago or something like that. Well, okay, 25. So I was talking about sports day. Do you remember? And we were throwing javelin. Are we doing that today forever? No, we're not doing that today. Okay, we'll do something else. But, yeah, so when I was at school, about 13, my best friend was Colin. And we had a lot of common interests, sports certainly. But one day he came into school and he said to me, "I've got a part-time job as a paper boy." "Have you?" He said, "Yep, got a part-time job with a local news agent." It was about a mile or so away. Not only that, he said, "but I get a company vehicle." It wasn't a car. No, it wasn't a car. It was a bike. It was, I think it's called a butcher's bike. You know, it's got this metal frame on the front, and you put the papers in a bag and you put them on the frame, and that saves you having to carry them. Obviously, you ride from door to door and you deliver the papers. But best of all, he was going to be paid 15 shillings a week. Who knows? In the front row here, do you know what 15 shillings a week is in today's money? A few pounds. No, 75 pence. They was paid a week. And so he was getting 75 pence a week. And I thought, oh, that's good. I want some of that. Well, you would, wouldn't you? So I thought, but that's not, how's that going to be possible? Because obviously the news agent only needed one paper boy. But this news agent had a competitor. Yes, another news agent. He was a few more miles away, Mr. Potts. I remember him so well, Mr. Potts. And I can't remember how it was, but I got a job as a delivery boy, newspaper boy, with Mr. Potts. But I was paid 14 shillings a week, which is less, yes. Well, that's the most important part, but it's 70 pence a week. So I was paid 70 pence a week. But there was a reason for that. And the reason was that every Friday evening, Colin had to go around to all the houses and collect the money for the papers. I didn't have to do that, and I was really glad I didn't have to do that, because Mr. Potts did that himself. Maybe he didn't trust me. I don't know. He was no fool, I can tell you that. So anyway, that's what it was. But the other thing was I didn't get a company vehicle. No bike for me. So I had the papers were put in a bag. Mr. Potts would leave the papers, and I would carry them around on my shoulder, you know, like that. No problem, really, except for a Friday and a Sunday. Because on Fridays, the Kent Messenger, that's where I lived then, the Kent Messenger was published, which was a local paper, about that thick. It was very popular. Most houses had the Kent Messenger. The bag was twice as heavy on a Friday, and I tell you, that really took some carrying. And the other day, when it was more difficult, was a Sunday. I know you're thinking, well, there are no daily papers on a Sunday. No, but there are Sunday papers, and they are thick, and they are big, and they're huge. And most houses had at least two Sunday newspapers, different Sunday newspapers, so they were really, really heavy. So I had to carry these from house to house. Now, to make sure that my shoulder didn't get really, really sore, this is true. I only thought of this the other day. I used to wear one of my dad's old jackets that he discarded. It was about two or three sizes too big for me, actually. But it had large padded shoulders. Honestly, it was almost as if it was tailor-made for a paper boy, because it used to sit on this shoulder and I used to go around and around and around with the papers. But, you know, this is where I learned the art of showing up. This is where I learned the art of showing up. Because I started at 13 and I went until I was 16. I didn't have one day off, that I can remember. Except occasionally for a day or two in the summer when Mum and Dad would go off on holiday. Not always. Sometimes they just went off for days at a time and I still do the paper round. And Christmas Day, there's no newspapers. But every single day, up at 6 o'clock, delivering the newspapers at 6:30 every day, summer, winter, rain, snow, frost, I showed up. And that's where I learned this art of showing up, and just grit, real grit and dogginess, just kept on day after day. And do you know what? I know today, I don't know if we're people, I don't see a paper boy or a paper girl these days, But I have heard that sometimes parents will help their kids do a newspaper round. That is laughable to me, to think that I would ask my mum or dad to help me deliver newspapers. You must be joking. See, the thing was, I knew it was my responsibility. I knew it was up to me, and I showed up. Now, there's a character in the first part of the Bible, which we call the Old Testament, called Daniel. Has anyone heard of Daniel? Daniel in the lion's den. Many people have heard that story. And later on in there, we're going to have a look at that particular story, because he had these characteristics. He showed up. He had dogginess, and he had real grit. And we're going to have a look at that later in the